It is a gift from you. The world is turning in its place because you made it to. Lift my voice, sing a song of praise.
Good day. Time is 7 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen along with Rich McFadden. Jennifer Horn will be back. I think she said Thursday, right? She went to a wedding in Hawaii.
You know, I thought it was tomorrow.
Oh, is it tomorrow? Okay.
But I could be wrong.
You could be. You might be.
Check.
You have been. I am.
I usually am.
You are? No, not necessarily. You are sometimes right on it, as a matter of fact.
Sometimes.
Today is June 14th, Flag Day. Resolved that the flag of the 13 United States shall be 13 stripes, red and white. The Union is 13 states, 13 stars. It was all about 13, the number 13, even though it was on the 14th of June, back in 1777, Richie.
You know,
meeting of the Constitutional Continental Congress in Philadelphia.
It's always interesting to study their numbers.
Yes, it
because
is
they were all Masons and all, yep. you know, the third, the
1111.
If you look at the 1111, if you look at the Washington Monument, it's all. I mean, all of the numbers and how it's designed. It's really interesting.
Fascinating stuff.
Yeah.
So today, according to some, I think Pennsylvania is the only state that makes this a legal holiday because all of this took place in Philadelphia. But the Flag Day proclamation that gets issued every year and the acknowledgement of our flag started in 1949, for those of you who don't know it. So at 7 o'clock, usually the president leads the country in a pause to pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands.
One nation,
under God.
Indivisible,
with liberty and justice for all. It's too bad all of that stuff isn't true, isn't it, when you get right down to it? We do not have liberty and justice for all. Would be cool if we did. It's supposed to be the way that it is, but it's not. Many of things that we think about and maybe complain about, focus on, that are wrong, I think we don't necessarily always have the right approach to all this, and you wonder how things get so cockeyed, because that's the way they are. Just crazy stuff going on here in our country, and one of the things that's craziest is our relationship with the tools of the day. Richie and I have been talking about me having this new iPad and how much I'm using it and actually liking it. It doesn't move. I haven't become familiar enough with it to make it move fast. And there are things that I'll stumble over as I continue to learn about it. But one of the things about technology isn't just the machine itself, but what's in the machine or on the machine. There is a very, very troubling book that has been released called Search and Destroy, Why You Can't Trust Google Inc. If you've seen the book, it's everywhere, and many people are ordering it. Google certainly doesn't want you to read it, but in it, there are a lot of things. I didn't realize, for whatever the reason, that T-Rex was their mascot. Did you know that, Richie? The cover of the book. Have you seen that? Yeah, cover of the book. I don't know anything about Scott Cleland, actually. He seems to be knowledgeable. The case that he's making about the power and the influence and the control that it has over you. The book makes me want to cancel my Gmail account. And wants me not to use Google.
Hold up.
I wonder about Bing.
Slowly.
Well, there are a lot of things here that are put forth, including what this guy says is their pervasive tracking and profiling, which destroys your privacy and your individualism. That would, if it's true. Is it true? This guy brings the info to the surface. I guess you have to make up your own mind about this. Google uses its Don't Be Evil slogan to mask their unethical business practices.
Which are what?
I'm putting forth what he is setting forth. Let's listen. We have some excerpts of conversation.
Yeah, that's what I need to know is what are they actually doing that is unethical with my information?
Okay. So let's, from the beginning, we have a couple of different excerpts of a conversation that Scott Cleland, who is the author of the book, had with a radio host named Tom Rotan I don't know, Tom. I don't know his program. But I know when I heard this, it really grabbed me. And Richie will tell you that I'm one of the world's great conspirators.
Oh, yeah. If there's a conspiracy theory pool, you're diving right in.
Well, not all of them. But this one makes sense to me.
Most of them.
Because if you use, wherever you're using Google, all the things that Cleland talk about show up on the screen. Listen to them as they intro the information. Again, the book is called Search and Destroy, Why You Can't Trust Google Inc.
When I hear that Google has all of our personal information, I hear this all the time, I'm thinking, how? How did they get it? So tell me. And tell our listeners exactly how Google gets our personal info.
Well, it's important to know how they get it is they've been deceptive in who they work for. You know, in a sense, when I talk about the other side of the story, I mean, there's nothing wrong with advertising. That's Google's business. But what they don't tell you is that that's what they do. They basically say they work for users, and that's how they've gotten users' trust. And they give away free products and say, you know, these are for users. Now, Google is probably the single biggest threat to people's privacy and security because of the mind-boggling amount of information they collect. You know, they track everything on the internet through search. They're the dominant monopoly search through ad serving. Now, people don't know generally what that is, you know, when you go to a website and it takes a little bit of time for the ads and the website to appear, that's what ad serving is. And Google does that. And so even if you don't use a Google product, anywhere you go on the net that has an ad, Google knows you and tracks and can see what you looked at, what you clicked on, how long you were there. They also, through YouTube, know what people watch. They Android, which is used by a third of smartphone users, tracks you 1,000 times a day on your location. And what people don't realize is Google has 500 other products that often are embedded that people don't even know, like Google Maps and others. And, you know, what's really creepy about what Google's done is they push the envelope on privacy in every way. They track you online, as I've said. They like to track you, your physical movements offline. They've eavesdropped on tens of millions of communications. They read your email. They photograph your house. They record your face print and your voice print, and they want to be your wallet. So they know what you want, what you think, what you believe, what you read, what you watch, what you intend to do, because they know you better than you do, because they track you 24/7, 365, and they don't forget.
All right. So initial reaction to this, Richie?
So far, what he's putting forth is true. Okay. Mm-hmm. Because of Google Ads, which is Google AdSense is huge.
Yep.
Because of YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
Because of Gmail.
Yep.
Because of Google Search. If you use all of those services, there is a pattern that the computer uses to know, okay, let's serve this person these ads because this is what they search for and this is what they watched on YouTube. And if you go to YouTube, yeah, okay. So there's a computer that's tracking your likes and behaviors, but what do they do with that information that is disruptive, that is bad? It is creepy.
Yeah.
It is creepy. I'll give you that.
Yeah.
But what is
we're supposed to have complete privacy. We don't have any privacy anymore, and this underscores it in my mind.
But I think that you think that there's some person, like an actual human being.
But let's hold on in a moment.
Okay.
Let's do a couple of things. Then we'll listen to this guy explain what their political ideology is. Okay, we'll have that. 15 past the hour. Time for you to be pain-free. Go to DougStephan.com for your free sample of Salon Pause. This is something that will help you in ways you can't possibly imagine. If you have pain anywhere in your body, it is so amazing to listen to the people who have used this and how so quickly they get relief. That's why this special report on pain that you can read at drkenshow.com. There's a lot of there's a special pain edition of the Good Day Health newsletter. This will help you understand why this works as well as it does and why you ought to take time to just go on to drkenshow.com or drkenshow.com and get your free sample of Salon Pause. Free. Time to be pain-free is now. Go to drkenshow.com. Look at Salon Pause.
Now at Exxon and Mobil locations, you can save 15 cents per gallon for 60 days when you use your SpeedPass device for fuel purchases at participating locations. Just register your SpeedPass device at speedpass.com by June 30th, 2011 to start saving. That's right, save 15 cents per gallon when you use your SpeedPass device. Visit speedpass.com today. Excludes business and fleet card accounts. Purchases in Louisiana and New Jersey do not qualify. Rebates will be posted to the credit or check card that is linked to SpeedPass. Maximum gallons eligible for rebate is 100 per account. Offer may not be combined with any other SpeedPass offers. Allow a minimum of 90 days to receive rebates.
Amdro Ant Block presents The Household Ant Requiem. If ants invading your home have you shrieking an unpleasant tune, sprinkle Amdro Ant Block around the perimeter of your home to block ants from entering. Ant Block creates a fortress that kills problem ants on the outside so they can't come inside. And that's music to a homeowner's ears. Look for Ant Block and the entire line of Amdro Kills Ants products at Amdro.com.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Can you find anything on the internet? Well, I'm sure you can, but don't take my word for it. Just ask this talking dog who can only say I love you. Roll the clip. One more time, talking dog.
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Every day, businesses lose critical customer and financial data as a result of cybercrimes, human errors, and natural disasters. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection, with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Barracuda Backup Service combines local backup and deduplication for rapid restores with data storage in the cloud for fail-safe disaster recovery. Protect your critical data. Visit Barracuda.com/backup to try Barracuda Backup Service free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/backup.
We're talking on Good Day about Google. This book is called Search and Destroy, Why You Can't Trust Google, Inc. We took some excerpts from a radio program hosted by a guy named Tom Rotan, who asked Mr. Scott Cleland, the author of the book, about their radical political plans.
All right, talk about your research and what their radical political views are.
Well, when you have to look at their mission, and their mission at first is, you know, and they say they want to change the world. Remember, they're more of a political movement than they are a company, and their mission is to organize the world's information and make it universally accessible and useful. Now, on the surface, that sounds perfectly, great. There's supposedly no problem there. However, when you follow and understand Google, you understand that there's two political values embedded in that mission that most Americans don't share. And the first, as I mentioned before, is they would like to organize everybody's private information. And they collect, they have more desire and effort in collecting everybody's private information than anyone else ever. And then the second thing they believe in redistributing everybody's information property for free and without permission, and they're the only ones that can make money on it. So the problem with Google is it sounds great, but the reason they're giving away 500 products like this is that, you know, they believe that the world will be a better place, and they want to change the world to where, one, there's radical transparency and there's very little information property. Mm-hmm. And if you don't have privacy, you don't have safety and security, and if you don't have property, you don't have a free market, and therefore you're Google's serf. So that's the political problem with Google is they say they're unbiased, they say they're they're trustworthy and they're ethical, and what my research in Search and Destroy, Why You Can't Trust Google Inc., I have over 700 endnotes, I have just copious research that shows that they're untrustworthy, they're unethical, and they're shockingly political.
All right, this is the anniversary, Richie, of the UNIVAC 1. The world's first commercial computer. This date, 1951.
I started watching you, Dudley.
Yes.
21 That's when I started getting you.
Got us. 21 after on Good Day.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
How would you like to rev up your metabolism and energy while lifting your spirits? Now a new healthy tea is available that will do just that, and it's called Zoom Tea. Zoom Tea was developed for a former welterweight boxing champion to increase his energy and focus in the ring. Zoom Tea is an alternative healthy pick-me-up that can replace coffee, common tea, or soda. Zoom Tea also helps remove radiation from the body, promotes weight loss, and is high in antioxidants. For a limited time, get our introductory price for a one-month supply of this amazing tea for just $20, or a two-month supply for only $35, and we'll pay the shipping and handling. Go to our website now and start feeling the healthy and energizing benefits from drinking Zoom Tea. Go to ZoomTea.com. That's ZoomTea.com. Or call toll-free 877-341-4769. 877-341-4769 today.
List of the world's most powerful people. This is interesting. This year, the founders of Google were ranked ahead of the Pope. Yeah, which makes sense, because the Pope can only help you find God, but Google can help you find naked pictures of God.
Who's watching you? 24 past the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program, and info on all of this at Doug Steffen. .com. Scary is a word that's overused today on the radio and most every place else. The book is called Search and Destroy, Why You Can't Trust Google, Inc. And a lot of people are saying a lot of things about this. Richie and I are trying to figure out through the ears, the eyes, and the mind of a talk host named Tom Rotan, who talked to this guy, Cleland. I haven't found him yet, but I'd like to have him come on.
I'm still with you on, okay, they can see all the things that I search, all the things that I do, my email. They do have a picture of my house and Google Maps, all that stuff. Right. Somebody could take all that information, but I still don't see where they are using all this information in an unethical way. I see where they could, and they are collecting.
Well, I think it's completely unethical for them to have all this information without my permission.
It's not unethical. You give them permission.
I don't give them
their services.
Well, I use their services, but they don't tell you up front what they're going to do with their services, the information they collect. And they don't tell you that.
What are they doing with it?
What are they doing? They're using the info.
So that it can provide you with more services.
Yeah.
He still hasn't told us
knows?
What they're doing that's unethical with it.
Who knows?
Have they tapped into your bank account?
Everybody else
dated your ex-girlfriend?
Rich, come on, will you? Calm down. My ex-girlfriend, they can have my ex-girlfriend. All right, here is Tom Rotan. Again, the interview on his program, this guy, Scott Cleland. The book, Search and Destroy, Why You Cannot Trust Google, Inc. We've talked a little, we've heard him talk about this essence of not being able to trust him. Here, Rotan asks the $24 question, what can you do about it?
What can we do about this? I mean, you know, you say, okay, I'm going to use Bing, or I'm going to use some other search engine. I'm not going to use Google search. I'm going to stay away from Gmail and all that. And you try and stay away from it. Does that protect you?
Well, it certainly helps, but you know the problem is that Google has gotten so pervasive. There's three different types of privacy legislation. This is one area where people can do something. Is there's something called Do Not Track, and that's modeled after the Do Not Call legislation that everybody loves, so they don't get called during dinner.
Right.
And Do Not Track would basically let every person make their own choice. If they want to be tracked, they don't have to sign up for the list. But if they don't want to be tracked, if they don't want to be targeted, target, meaning they don't want to be somebody's target, somebody's prey, whether it's for advertising or if it's, it falls into the wrong hands, they can say, do not track me, and I don't want my family tracked or my children tracked. And then if somebody does, they will then be violating the law, and like do not call, they can be subject to very large fines.
All right. How do we sign up for something like that?
The House and Senate both are looking at that. So that's right, your congressman and your senator, that you don't want to be tracked. Another thing is that privacy legislation is needs to be updated. We have health privacy, we have financial privacy, we have privacy on what videos we get, but for what the internet does and what Google does, there's those rules haven't applied. So we need comprehensive privacy legislation that keeps up with technology, and it should be technology neutral. And then there's also legislation that needs to update the internet with the Constitution, that that people that law enforcement should have to get a subpoena to get all this information that Google has, just like they have to get a subpoena to wiretap you. And so all those are three pieces of legislation that need to be there. But people just need to be vigilant. They need to be realize where Google's coming from, know that Google doesn't follow the golden rule, that they don't treat people the way they want to be treated, and they should be just, you know, circumspect. Google does a lot of great things. It has a lot of great products. Everybody knows the good part of Google. What they don't know is the risks, the dangers, and costs, because Google misrepresents those.
All right, coming up, a discussion of the FBI getting into your garbage. You think this is bad? We'll get to the practical side of that in a few minutes here on Good Day.
Bullfrog sunblock passes the toughest tests under the sun. Listen to Mom and Marathoner Rachel Munoz.
My sunblock of choice is Bullfrog Marathon Mist. I accidentally stumbled upon it because I was running a marathon here in the summer in Mississippi. I was looking for a sunblock that would stay on through sweat and everything. I fell in love with it. When I put it on my kids, I can put it on really fast, and I don't have to worry. Bullfrog, it just stays on.
Bullfrog Sunblock, the toughest waterproof protection under the sun, based on testing standards used as directed.
Father's Day is not for celebrating dads. It's for celebrating all our dads are. And now Hallmark's made celebrating dad even easier with new postage paid cards. Just pick the perfect card, then sign, seal, and send. No stamp required. So give it up for the big guy this Father's Day with new postage paid cards, only from Hallmark and available wherever Hallmark is sold.
Postage paid available for select cards, U.S. only.
Women move the world, and Caltrate helps move them.
I asked my gram to sponsor me in her walkathon.
And I said, okay, but she'd have to sponsor me back, because I'm walking too.
Caltrate provides the essential calcium that helps keep bones strong and muscles moving. Caltrate gives us 1,200 milligrams of calcium and 800 IU of vitamin D.
We'll do the full 5 miles
and do it together.
Caltrate helps women keep moving, because women move the world.
And now, the lightning round. Old MacDonald had a farm. What did Old MacGregor have?
A labradoodle.
Correct. Finish this sequence. Helium, alfalfa.
Kumquat.
Correct. How fast can you get TV episodes from Netflix?
Instantly.
Correct! Watch unlimited episodes of your favorite TV shows and movies instantly through your game console or other devices. All for only $8 a month from Netflix. See,
are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Summer's getting into full swing, and so is the Happy Summer Sale here at OfTheField.com. If food became too expensive, scarce, or questionable to fill your needs, would you know what to do? Do you want an all-natural backup plan? Nature provides, but you have to know how to use it. We are offering site-wide savings even on our already discounted packages. It's been extended until Monday, June 13th, so head on over to ofthefield.com. If you really don't have access to the internet, call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's 1-888-513-2837, and they'll take care of you. Just use coupon code FREEFOODNOW, all one word, to save on your entire shopping cart. Do it now. We've been holding our prices for the last 3 years, and something's got to give. Catalog customers can take advantage by writing FREEFOODNOW on top of your order form. Figure the shipping before taking 10% off on your merchandise total, then add it up and send it in for free food know-how at ofthefield.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-45 9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
Speaking of yesterday,
wait a minute, let's talk about today first. It's Tuesday the 14th, right? Tomorrow, halfway through the month of June. Seems impossible, doesn't it? But it is. That's the reality of the Earth moving faster on its axis. Talk about conspiracy theories, Richie.
Richie McFadden, Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn back in a couple of days. She went to Hawaii for a wedding. That's cool.
Having a nice time. Let's hope the weather there is usually delightful. A little cloudy and raw on the farm this morning. Is it cloudy? It's 50-something degrees here.
It's beautiful
and rainy.
Down here.
Is it nice? Okay.
The Delmarva, yeah. It's
clear up here.
It's 60 degrees right now. Beautiful.
So what we've been doing in this hour, for the most part, is talking about this book that focuses on the giant Google search mission. And the book is called Search and Destroy, Why You Can't Trust Google. And this is one guy's point of view. He happens to have a different political a point of view. But then if you look at what some of the people are saying online in various places where this book has been read, here's a guy named Gary who writes, Scott Cleveland's book explains what getting Googled really means. Having your private information exploited, your security compromised, your market choices eliminated, and your naive trust in the company's public pronouncements betrayed. His perspective resonates mostly with libertarians. That's why I like it, Richie, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
In truth, every computer user needs to read this book. Let's see here. Ben writes, persuasively argued and well-defined. These are some of the people who have read the book, it looks like. This is, as I dig around here, the best way that I would try to encapsulate what's in the book, it looks like it's an important book to read. I'm not trying to sell the book. I'm not getting paid to sell the book, but I think we all ought to be thinking a little bit more about our privacy. We've given over way too much in our lives.
Yeah.
And go ahead.
Well, I totally agree with you in that our information is out there. But When I'm at work at my desk and I search on Google or I watch a YouTube, it does not know that it's me. Now, if I'm at home,
it knows it's your computer.
Logged into my Gmail,
if you're using
my computer.
If your computer isn't identified, is your email attached to
or anything like that?
I use a web interface email that has nothing to do with Google.
Yeah. All right. Don't get smug. Go ahead. Keep talking.
Well, no. My point is, yes, there are all these bugs and crawlers out there that are tracking everything we're doing, everywhere we go.
Right.
And yes, if somebody were to take all of that information and say, I want to know more about Doug Steffen.
Yeah.
And pull it together. Yeah, that's a problem.
Well, you can find out a lot about Doug Steffen or Rich McFadden, anybody you want to.
Sure.
If you dig around, you pay, what, $14, and you get all kinds of things except almost your credit score, I think.
Yeah.
I can. Much as anything else.
I can.
Yeah. 800-510-8255. You've been listening to this. What do you think? And more importantly, when it comes to this sort of thing, by the way, this is a lot more interesting than talking about Wienergate, isn't it? Other than, what did you say the headline in the New York Post was today?
The New York Post never lets you down.
Yeah.
Obama yesterday.
President Obama.
Basically came out and said if I were him, I would.
Resign.
I would resign.
Yeah.
So the New York Post cover this morning is Obama beats Wiener.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Beautiful.
Lovely. So this is what I want to spend my time talking about and learning about. And what you know, yesterday the New York Times, I was reading this on the plane coming back last night from the West Coast, the FBI is giving significant new powers to its 14,000 agents, allowing them more leeway to search databases, to go through household trash, or to use surveillance items to scrutinize the lives of you. Why? And under what jurisdiction? 800-510-8255. The FBI is adding to its manual. It's called, the manual is called the Domestic Investigation and Operations Guide. There have been draft documents floating around the administration. The rules add to several measures that have been taken since the Patriot Act was enacted after September 11th to give agents more latitude to search for signs of criminal behavior. Why? Under what circumstances? I can put my garbage out the end of my asphalt driveway, it's on my property. And apparently these guys have the ability to go through my rubbish.
Newsflash, they've always had the ability.
No, not like this.
Legally, no. Your trash, once it's in your trash can, is considered...
Not until it's on public property, not on my property. No.
Yeah, I would probably agree changing. With you there. Yeah. But they can go through your trash. Yeah.
On public property, they can. On private property, they can. So the FBI has been now briefing some of the people who are against their authority, the privacy advocates. The American Civil Liberties Union is very, you know, there aren't many circumstances where most of us find the ACLU to be on our side, or we don't think that they're such a cool organization. Their interest in this is 100% pro you and your privacy. They say that this is an intrusive technique. If they don't have any firm reason to suspect you of wrongdoing, they have no business doing it, and they're prepared to sue the government to keep the FBI from being able to do this.
Basically, there's a big sign on the FBI door that says, gone fishing.
Yeah. Well, they are fishing.
Yeah.
And this is another reason. This administration and these people who want to get into everything in your life, your head,
wasn't Obama,
your mind,
Obama
your heart,
voted
your
in
pants.
To get away from some of this kind of stuff?
Obama
of
is the biggest faker.
About Bush.
Is the biggest faker, bigger faker than George Bush ever
I'm
was.
I'm telling you, man. I'm telling you.
What
is
a
God's
faker.
Honest truth.
Yeah.
All these guys have great intentions, but once they sit down in that Oval Office and everybody comes in and shows them the big folders with the stickers on it that says
top secret.
It all changes.
Yeah.
Well, they all go, oh, now I get it.
The FBI is, quote-unquote, frequently misusing. Now, this is, isn't there a move to get to Mueller to stay as director of the FBI?
I think there was, yes.
Yeah. So, anyway, the general counsel of the FBI says the Bureau has fixed problems with these sorts of things. They've taken steps to make sure they will not happen, because these problems, with even before when they didn't have this much authority, they've been abused, because the FBI is like all the other spook agencies. They abuse their power. Too many of them abuse their power. So why should I be worried about whether people say, well, if you've got anything to hide? That's not the point. The point is they have no reason to suspect me because I haven't done anything, and I'm betting they have no reason to suspect you either. So my trash is not their trash. It is my trash. That's bad. Really, Richie, that's one of the reasons now that I burn most of my trash. I burn it.
We have a shredder. Yeah. We shred everything.
Right.
Everything.
Oh, if you have not, if you have...
For, you know, you and I always have this debate about... identity theft.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell you, say I'm crazy for doing online banking.
Right.
I say you're crazy because anybody can root through your trash and steal your identity.
The hackers, by the way, yesterday broke into Senate computers at the United States Capitol.
You get some Anthony Weiner pictures?
Yeah, I hope so. Yeah, he's in the House, though.
Yeah.
So, what do you think? 800-510-8255. Your trash may not be safe from the government's eyes.
We got people looking over their shoulders this morning.
Yeah.
Between Google and the FBI.
Between Google and the FBI, but this is what's happening in our country.
Gonna get you. They're after you.
Yeah. Well, and what are they doing? Why are they doing it?
You know,
the guy from the American Civil Liberties Union says it could make it harder to stop inappropriate use of their power because this is more powerful than the powers they were given in 2002. They had plenty of problems. The ACLU was all over them about the guidelines that they established then. Yeah, Richie, what did you start to say?
Well, I think all this means in this time and day and age, anybody can learn anything about you that you give them. And that's where you have to be. Whether you're on Facebook, on Twitter, on Gmail, on Google Search, on Google Maps, or whether you're throwing top-secret documents into your trash that the FBI may want to read, it's you that disseminates the information. And if you are careful about what you disseminate, if you're not...
Why should I have to be careful? Why?
Because it's your information. You want to protect
it. I understand
it.
That. But
there was identity theft in 1965.
Yeah.
If you were throwing your trash away and somebody was stealing your Social Security number, that was the big thing back then. They were pretending to be you, taking on your identity halfway across the country. You know, this stuff has been happening. It's you have to protect your information.
More of it now.
Sure.
That's the problem. More of it. 17 before the hour. Doug Steffens, Good Day program with a look at your eyes. The product is called Lumatone, L-U-M-A-T-O-N-E, radio. Tough to look at Richie's eyes. I saw him the other day in New York. Look good?
Yeah.
What do you mean, stop? What am I stopping? Looking into your eyes.
I thought you were going to say I look bad.
No, I didn't say you look bad at
all.
I told you that you
look
good.
Yeah. Go look at me on the camera this morning. Not too good.
I can't see me on the camera. We got to get that straight. I got a new computer system. Make it perfect, Richie. Yeah. Everything will be perfect.
I'm there. You can see my dog-looking eyes.
This is a targeted treatment. Lumatone is a targeted treatment aimed at the redness, under eye bags. They are obvious nuisances. They're signs that something is off. So skin experts say that the ingredients here are magic for the special. The skin under your eye is different than the skin on your cheeks, let's say, or over your eyebrows, your forehead. That's very, very sensitive stuff. So what you use there to do what we are doing, in essence, nourishing your eyes, it's got to be the right stuff, and it is. It relieves redness. It soothes. It's an anti-aging serum or cream. That's what it is. For dark circles, puffiness, bags, redness, crow's feet, instantly the circles will fade from view. So go to this kind of think about your progress during the day. How do your eyes look during the day? Start the day with Lumatone under your eyes, and then through the day, take the jar with you and put a little dab on there, and you'll be amazed. Not only will you look better, but you'll feel it. You can feel. You can sense it. I tried it.
A little dab will do you.
A little dab will do you. It's free. The first jar of Lumatone for you is F-R-E-E, free. The free. I guess we have this. Don't we have this in the Queen of Cheap Box? At DougStefan.com?
I think it was. I need to see and check if it still is.
All right. So anyway, you can use Lumatone on fine lines around your eyes. Remarkable formula, better than anything else out there. People are saying, both men and women, this is a vital way for you to take care of your face and make yourself feel and look better. Small shipping handling fee is all you pay. Here's the number, 800 894-3302 for a free jar of Lumitone to fix the bags and the heaviness under your eyes. 800-894-3302. You can call that number, get the details, help yourself to a free jar of Lumitone at 800-894-3302.
Amdro Ant Block presents The Household Ant Requiem. If ants invading your home have you shrieking an unpleasant tune, sprinkle Amdro Ant Block around the perimeter of your home to block ants from entering. Ant Block creates a fortress that kills problem ants on the outside so they can't come inside. And that's music to a homeowner's ears. Look for Ant Block and the entire line of Amdro Kills Ants products at Amdro.com.
Now at Exxon and Mobil locations, you can save 15 cents per gallon for 60 days when you use your SpeedPass device for fuel purchases at participating locations. Just register your SpeedPass device at speedpass.com by June 30th, 2011 to start saving. That's right, save 15 cents per gallon when you use your SpeedPass device. Visit speedpass.com today. Excludes business and fleet card accounts. Purchases in Louisiana and New Jersey do not qualify. Rebates will be posted to the credit or check card that is linked to SpeedPass. Maximum gallons eligible for rebate is 100 per account. Offer may not be combined with any other SpeedPass offers. Allow a minimum of 90 days to receive rebates.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Can you find anything on the internet? Well, I'm sure you can, but don't take my word for it. Just ask this talking dog who can only say, I love you. Roll the clip. One more time, talking dog.
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Your pet's health. I'm Wendy Gatlin. Gas prices are near the historic highs, while the dollar continues to drop, making most Americans look at ways to stretch their budgets. Today's new economy requires pet owners to get more creative without compromising on care. In fact, recent PhytoFarm research shows nearly 75% of pet owners say price is the most important factor when shopping. Celebrity veterinarian Karen Doc Holliday says,
you'll save money by buying generic items like Pet Armor Plus and visiting discount retailers like Walmart and Sam's Club. At the same time, pet owners should continue routine veterinary visits. This gives the vet a chance to catch any problems early when treatment costs typically are less expensive.
Pet Armor contains the same active ingredients in the same concentrations as Frontline Plus, making it as effective against fleas and ticks. For more information, visit PetArmor.com. I'm Wendy Gatlin with Your Pet's Health.
I'm Doug Steffen with my pet, Rich McFadden, woof. At 12 minutes before the hour. Boof, boof. So Charlotte was so happy to see me when I came home.
Oh, I bet.
She turns herself inside out, and she didn't get very far away from me. She had her, when she really wants to get close, she gets in bed with me, and she sticks her paws, her back paws, into my shoulder. Turn over. That's how she scrunches in. We're talking about your safety, your security, your privacy. These two elements together, this book on Google, search and destroy, and then the trash inspections. The Fourth Amendment to the Constitution of the United States of America, those of you who love to always talk about the Constitution, seems to prohibit unusual search and seizure. And so the articles that I've seen about this, the Supreme Court has upheld these warrantless trash inspections. They have been tested several times. Supreme Court held that a warrantless inspection of garbage left at the curb for collection does not constitute a Fourth Amendment search that intrudes into the reasonable expectation of privacy. That's because it's at the curb and it's not on your property. So if you don't want the government nosing around in your garbage, then if you can, you burn it. You get a trash compactor. You do what Richie does, you shred the stuff.
Yep, shred it up. You get a cross shredder, too. Yeah. You'll get one to just
the thing that bothers me is that, as with the IRS saying, if you suspect your neighbor is cheating on his taxes, turn him in, on him. Tell us. We'll go get him. This is the same.
I'll show that kind. Bob for not mowing his lawn every week.
Well, see, this is it. You turn Americans against America, and that's what you get Americans, again, fighting with Americans. And this is why I think that these things are, I understand there are bad guys around. You got to do something about that. But this is too much authority, too much law enforcement, too many ways for these guys to go rogue. And I don't like it. You can tell, right? 50, what was your first clue? 51 past the hour on Good Day.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available and all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with you Hindi and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
We're at 53 past the hour. The Doug Steffen Good Day program. This hour of the program, by the way, is heard every evening via the internet on WSRadio.com.
That's right.
8 o'clock Pacific time, WSRadio.com, 8 p.m. Pacific time. So if you and it isn't something you require a computer to do, Richie, with all the new smartphones around. You can listen on the smartphone.
Sure can.
No excuse to be without Doug and the info and the focus.
We're talking. We are everywhere.
We are. Hooray.
We've got you surrounded.
Yeah, just like the FBI.
That's right.
All right. So we're talking about the state of technology and how it can be used against you, because technology is pretty important in all of our lives. You know that because we have Alex Goldfain, our technology tailor, here every day to kind of get to the bottom line. Have you heard about the new features on Nintendo's next generation Wii, Richie?
No, and I have a Wii. What is it?
Is it the new one, or is it? Well, the other one hasn't come out yet, has it?
Right. No, mine's a couple years old.
All right, so let's find out. Alex Goldfain, in a moment, will unveil the secrets of all of this. The secrets. Ooh, the secrets are next on Good Day.
Amdro Antblock presents The Household Ant Requiem. If ants invading your home have you shrieking an unpleasant tune, sprinkle Amdro Ant Block around the perimeter of your home to block ants from entering. Ant Block creates a fortress that kills problem ants on the outside so they can't come inside. And that's music to a homeowner's ears. Look for Ant Block and the entire line of Amdro Kills Ants products at Amdro.com.
Now, the Technology Tailor Minute. Here's Alex Goldfain.
Nintendo unveiled the next version of its Wii video gaming console, and it appears that this model will be a big deal as well. It's called the Wii U. Get it? The most interesting feature here is a remote control that comes with a built-in 6-inch touchscreen. How will it work? In several ways. First, it'll allow you to pause the game on TV, move to a different room, and continue playing on your controller. That can happen when, for example, mom wants to watch TV when the kids are playing. But the touchscreen remote can also be used as part of the game. For example, a New York Times reviewer described the gaming scene where pirate ships were firing arrows at him, and the remote was used as a shield to block them. So you see the arrows fired from the TV, and then you hold up the controller as a shield, and you see them fly into your shield on the controller screen. It's pretty cool, pretty groundbreaking, and typical Nintendo. Listen to all Technology Tailor Minutes, including this one, for free at TechTailorMinute.com. I'm Alex Goldfain.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Sam from Provo writes, how come a slim chance and a fat chance mean the same thing, but a wise man and a wise guy are opposites?
Oh, it's a peculiar mystery indeed. Sort of like how Geico's website is geico.com, not geico.ridiculouslysimplesavings or geico.payyourbill from the comfort of your computer. Both those names would make a lot more sense.
Wow, you are a wise man, gecko, ma'am.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
You're talking about all of this focus on technology. There are people who say Facebook has reached its critical mass in our country and up in Canada. Apparently, they lost about 6 million users last month, Richie. The European Commission has proposed new rules that govern Facebook and Google. They're ahead of us, it seems, when it comes to sort of trying to regulate this.
You know, and the private sector is kind of catching on to this, too. We have our batch of interns here for the summer.
Yeah, right.
Two of them I've talked to in the last 2 days have shut down their Facebook account in the past couple of months.
Yeah, my son didn't have it. He doesn't want
to. Yeah, they said it was just too icky.
Yeah.
Too geeky, too weird.
This year, for Father's Day, ditch the ties and the tool sets and get them up to speed with the latest gadgets and high-tech gifts.
Yes.
Kendra Johansson has more on how to please your pop as well as gift tips for the cap and gown wearers that are graduating from your family this year.
One of the first hints that summer is here is that it's time to celebrate both dads and new grads. But figuring out gift ideas that will be a hit can be tough. Brett Larson is an Emmy Award-winning technology and trends reporter who says tech gifts are a solid bet. Brett, what do you think are some of the hotter gadgets this summer?
Perfect for the grad, the revolutionary Casio Trix digital camera designed to capture life all around you like never before. Or bring your family together from anywhere in high-definition television with a video call using the Cisco Yumi. Stay connected to entertainment and more with Samsung's LED 3D Smart Hub TV featuring full web browser, hundreds of apps, and more. And don't forget cool summer refreshments. Make your own delicious soda in under 30 seconds using the new SodaStream Fizz. And finally, if you can make mac and cheese, you can make beer with Northern Brewers Deluxe Beer Starter Kit. All things that any dad or grad will love.
For more, visit killerapps.tv. That's technology now from News Media Group.
A lot of info on all of this at DougStefan.com. Also from Tom Parsons today, American Airlines has a contest to win 50% off promotion codes. And from Tom Kreitler, there are some home cooling tips where it's really hot. Check that out. Lots of info to help you through the day at DougStefan.com. 59 past the hour.